last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. I'm Mustafa as your host, and with me is Brother Alavi in the studio. He has a PhD in philosophy and is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you doing?
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you so much. So today we're going to be speaking about our duty towards the Imam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance. So I believe the last topic that we were discussing is, how is it possible for a single person, for the Imam, to guide the whole universe? For example, while he's in occultation, also I believe once he's arrived, how will it be possible for him to do that? The world's a pretty huge place. There's a lot of people. There's 8 billion people. How will we do that?
We answered this question to some extent, and let me just briefly remind you and respected listeners that what we said, that we said that usually the issue of guidance does not need a physical exposure. Usually it might happen within the distance as well. We have plenty of such cases, even in the history of Islam, the story of Uwais Qaran, that he came from Yemen, and he was fond of the Holy Prophet, and he never ever visited the Holy Prophet, but he received the guidance of the Holy Prophet, you see. And we came to our current time, at the time of holy life of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullahi alayhi. We say that there were some soldiers who went to the fronts at the time of 8-year holy war. Mm-hmm. Or let's say the imposed war that happened between Iraq and Iran. Lots of those soldiers and combatants never ever visited Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi from close. I mean, they just heard of him, or they watched him on TV, but this spiritual connection happened.
Yeah.
You see, so this spiritual relationship is important for guidance from that comes from a source.
But can I challenge you maybe on that?
Yeah, please go ahead.
So, for example, even today we have tribes or places in the world, for example, in South America or maybe in the middle of India somewhere, who have not even heard of anything. They don't even know what's going on in the world. They haven't heard of the Prophet, for example. You know, they don't know about any technologies even. We're talking about guiding the whole universe, right? You're giving me very specific examples, but we're talking about 8 billion people. How will that responsibility be achieved?
Very true. Look, first of all, the issue of communication is something that quite is inevitable in the world, and everyone knows that. I mean, the message in its totality reaches the audience, I mean, wherever they are. But for some that exist today, or if they existed even in the past, there are two different concepts. If they are ignorance, we call them jahil qasir or jahil muqassir. So it depends if they tried to find the reality or not. If they tried and they didn't reach it, so there is nothing with them. I mean, they have done their duty. But if they could try, and but they actually ignored and they failed. No, they could try, but they left it. I mean, they didn't do any much endeavor for that. So they need to answer for that. I mean, but based on what we receive from whatever we receive as a duty, for example, if I know what is my situation in this world, what is my status in this world, and why have I been created for? If I'm after answering such questions, definitely I'll search for the answer. Okay. So it doesn't matter if I live here in this city or in the distant tribes of South Africa or North Africa or in Europe.
That makes sense. Okay, we will continue with this discussion right after this break.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Okay, so coming back to the discussion after the break, we were discussing how Imam Mahdi will rule the world and how will humanity be guided once he's arrived here. So I think you answered the question that I was asking. You know, we have tribes that don't know anything right now. I think definitely we all understand that technology today in our lives plays a huge role in our guidance.
True.
Right? Do you think that once the Imam is here, it's going to be technology is still going to play that role, or what would be the mechanisms for him, do you think?
As we shall talk about this issue, inshallah, later on in our upcoming sessions, we shall talk about the improvement of knowledge and science at the time of Imam. Mm-hmm. That if up to that time, only two letters of that alphabet of the science was taught or learned by the people, at the time of Imam, it will get perfected up to 27 letters. So it means the knowledge or technology that comes at the time of arrival or advent of Imam cannot be even compared to the knowledge or science that we have and sense it today. So definitely it will be a sort of revolution, something even beyond our imagination, the way that people will find these facilities even available at their hand.
Okay. Yeah. Now, by the way, I'm really curious now that we've started, now that we're getting to discussion, I'm having like 100 questions that are coming up to my mind, right?
Yeah, welcome.
I mean, I would say one of the questions I would have is how exactly will the Imam, for example, will there be resistance? For example, we have this picture in our mind that once the Imam comes, the whole universe will just accept him, right? Mm-hmm. But is that completely true? I'm assuming that it's human nature to resist. It's human nature to like not accept. Will there be pockets or people who don't accept his guidance?
So are we putting this, the first and main question, aside, and we are going to go to the issue of resistance? And I don't know, what is the way it's going? Because if we start this discussion, it will be quite a new discussion.
Well, let's go back to and try to answer the first question, and then maybe if we have time, we can come back to some of the other sort of questions that come up. Sure. So coming back to the first question.
Yeah, we were saying that there must be a spiritual connection between the leader and the
nation. So how will that be established?
So we have seen such connections among the leaders. There's even from Quranic verses and the evidences that we have in Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Jews in Al-Quran in chapter Baqarah in verse 102, if I'm not mistaken, that Allah addresses them that you have killed the prophets. So it's true that some of the Jews, let's say 1, 10, 12, 20, I don't know,
right,
have killed their prophets, but it doesn't mean that the totality of Jews, but Allah says, since you have agreed with the action that was done by a friend of yours, by your own relative, so it means that you all have actually done this action. Or again, we have another example from Quran that the camel of Salh was killed by one single person. Mm-hmm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Quran, you, the nation of Salah, agreed with this act. So, but in reality, only one person killed the camel.
Are you saying, is it because that the connection here to the, to the guidance is?
Definitely. I want to say that when you agree with that action that was done, a wrongdoer, so it means that you connected to him spiritually.
I see.
You see? The same way that, for example, we recite this dua or this dhikr at the nights of Qadr in the holy month of Ramadan, Allahumma al-an qatalata amir al-mu'minin. How many people did and killed Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam? Only one.
Right.
Ibn Muljim.
Yes.
But we say qatala, that is all those who agreed with him and accompanied him. And so it means that a person was leading this idea, this concept actually was leading the wrongdoers in this action.
Wow. I never thought of it this way, by the way, that just the way that you've explained it, that was very beautiful. And we have to take a very quick break.
Sure.
I hate doing that right now because the discussion is really amazing. We'll be right back.
Inshallah.
So we're back, and brother, you really explained it beautifully, that, you know, our connection to the imams or to the prophet is part of it is agreement with their actions.
Right? Yeah, agreement to the heart, for example.
And that establishes a spiritual connection, which I never thought that that would be the case, right?
Yeah, so imam is going to lead the whole world in this way. That is, when as far as you agree with his action. Oh, let me give you an example. Let's say an example from today. Let me give you an example from today and the life that we have today. For example, there is a leader for an Islamic ummah in Iran.
A leader. Okay. Sorry.
There is a leader here in this country in Islamic Revolution, and many people agree with him and defend him. Either they are inside Iran Islamic Republic or outside Iran. Let me even tell you, I have visited some of those who are real defenders of this concept of leadership in Africa or in Europe or in America. So you see, without even seeing him once, visiting him once, the same way that we actually said with Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. So it exists. I mean, the same model might come, inshallah, hopefully, not might come, the same model will come, hopefully, inshallah. And people will see that a person who acts like this, and he's called Imam or the leader of the whole universe, so they do agree with him, and he will guide them, inshallah, through that spiritual connection. So physically, it's not that much important for them to visit, but though it's a great tawfiq and a great chance to visit him from close, but it can happen even from distance.
I think we can all relate to that living in the current times.
Very
you know,
true.
For example, just to give maybe an easier example, my son watched the World Cup, Football World Cup, for the first time, you know, this past year. And now he's become a huge fan of Messi.
Marshall.
He wears his shirt, you know, and he's like, I mean, he's only 9 years old, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, he's never met Messi, but just seeing him once play twice or three times, I think. I don't know. He probably saw him a few times. He heard us speak about him.
Yeah.
And now he's become obsessed with him, right?
Very true.
It's easy for us to understand that distance nowadays is not like very significant, right? And that's what you're saying is going to be happening
inshallah.
Once the imam is here as well, inshallah.
Right? The time of his presence, even while those who are living afar or from the imam himself will obey, inshallah, and will be submissive to his orders.
Yeah. So yeah, just to wrap up the episode, could you please maybe just tell us, you know, how can we make that connection with the imam? How can we do that?
Very true. Thank you very much for this beautiful question. So we can think of his arrival and the way that we can do, the way that we can help him, or even at the time of his occultation. In what ways can we do him? And there are series of du'as and supplications. And through reciting those supplications, we can find a sort of ma'arif and knowledge about him and his revolution or his uprising that he will, inshallah, introduce the whole world and the utopia that he will introduce the whole world. And I mean, through and through reading a lot of these supplications and du'as, we can find this ma'arif and knowledge, and inshallah, we shall increase his love into our hearts.
Thank you so much. And that was a great discussion.
It's a pleasure for me.
Thank you. And we hope to hear from you again, inshallah. Please join us for other discussions if you enjoyed listening to this one. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Where is the rising sun? Where is the